Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim Daf Yud. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Tes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. The Torah Kedoshah says, "Him ha'ochel ya'ochel mebsar zevach shlomim shlomav b'yom ha'shlishi lo yirot." So, pigul yiyya v'nafesh ha'chelos mevena avonet tasset. This pasuk is not to be understood with its literal definition. With the literal definition seems to be that if somebody eats a carbon after the right time, it's considered pigul. But rather, the pasuk is teaching us the basic halacha of pigul. That if somebody, when he shechted the carbon, had a machshava that he's going to do something after the right time, achas manoi, the halacha is it becomes pigul and you're not allowed to eat it. There's a chiyuv Einish Karis, there's a punishment of Karis if you eat it, even if you eat it before the time that you're not allowed to eat it anymore. And the Pasuk is teaching us that if somebody at the time of Shechita has a mind that the carbon will be eaten after the proper time, or they're going to do the Zrikas Adam at the improper time, that the halacha is that the carbon becomes pigal. The halacha doesn't just apply if you had this machshava b'shah shechita when you slaughter the animal, but as we've been speaking, there are four steps in a carbon being brought, and during any of the four steps, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, we had this machshava. The halacha is that the carbon becomes pasuk. The Tosfos, and in other words, if somebody had a mind that he's going to eat the carbon at the wrong time, chutzlos manai after the proper time, or do the zrikas adam after the proper time, the carbon becomes pigul. Tosfos's opinion is that if somebody, when he shechs the carbon, has a mind that he's going to do the kabbalah or the halacha at the wrong time, according to Tosfos's opinion, that doesn't become pigul. The machshava has to be that the zrikas adam, which is a form of achila, will be done at the wrong time, not the kabbalah and the halacha. However, many other rishonim, the Raiva, the Balama, the Rajba, are of the opinion that this halacha is not only if somebody, when he does the shechita, has a mind that the zrika will be done improperly. The same thing will apply if he had a mind by the shechita, the kabbalah or the halacha will be done at the wrong time. The carbon would be also become pigul. Begins our Gemara, Itmar, Shachta Lishma. So our Gemara now begins a discussion, as we just said, the Machshava pigul is a Machshava of Chutzlos Manoi, that I'm going to eat the carbon or do the Zrika at the wrong time. But our Masechta till now has primarily not spoken about that type of Machshava. Our Masechta until now has spoken about a Machshava of Chutz, of Shloi Lishma. And therefore, the Gemara's question that we begin our shiur with today is, what is the halacha regarding machshavas Shloi Lishma? In other words, the Gemara's question is, shachta Lishma, you did the shechita with the right machshava, but the kavana was lizruk dam Shloi Lishma, that the zrika stam should be done Shloi Lishma. Rabbi Yochanan says that that carbon is possible. Rishlakisha Mekshera, and Rishlakisha said the carbon is kosher. Rabbi Yochanan holds that just like we find by pigul, that when you do the shechita with the intention to do the zrika at the wrong time, that disqualifies the carbon, so too will be the halacha regarding the shloi lishma machshava. Rish Lakish's opinion is ein mechashvin avoid l'avoida, and if you had a machshava when you were doing the shechita regarding something that will be, that the Zrika, for example, should be done Shaloi Lishma, his opinion is that that won't be a disqualifying situation. Rabbi Yochanan, the simple pshat, learns it from pigul. And Rish Lakish says that just like by pigul, if I'm a chashvim l'avoida l'avoida, so too will be l'avoid by Shaloi Lishma. That's one approach of understanding the Gemara. The other approach is that when you do shechita, that you're going to have a mind, when you shecht the animal and you have a mind that the zrika should not be done properly, it's not a disqualification in the zrika. It's a disqualification in the shechita. A shechita that's done with that type of machshava, that type of shechita is a disqualifying shechita. The other approach is that if you would have had that type of machshava by the voida you're doing, if I would be doing this zrika with machshava shloi lishma, it would be a problem. So even though I didn't have the machshava by the zrika, but if I had it about the zrika, it's going to make a problem. And the nafkamina between these pshatim is what is going to be the halacha, as we spoke about earlier, if you had the machshava not regarding the shechita, by the shechita not regarding the zrika, you had the machshava regarding one of the other avoidas that we said is a machloikas rishonim, that would be an afkamina here also. Rashi explains that our Gemara is speaking about a karmichatis. And the way we understand is that since we're learning from the beginning of the Masechta that a karmichatis that's brought shaloi lishma is possible. So that's why the shloi lishma machshava has that. We want to know when will it make a difference, when will it be considered shloi lishma machshava, when not. The Sfasemis says that if Rabbi Yochanan learning from Pigel, so then the halacha is then maybe it should be by all kabbonis. But again, Sfasem suggests that since only the Shema Lishma is an issue by Karmen Chattis, that's why we're focused on Karmen Chattis. Says the Rabbi Yochanan Psula, Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you had a machshava during the Shechita regarding the Zrika, it's possible, because his opinion is Mechashmim Avoida Levoida. If you have a machshava by the Shechita, it could affect the Zrika, because Yom Pinon, we learned this halacha from Pigel, and Shlokh Shamak Shera, because he holds a mechashim avoid levoida. What happens when one avoida has no, what happens by one avoida has no bearing on what happens by another avoida. And since it has no bearing on what happens by another avoida, loyal Peter Mechshav's Pigel, even though by Pigel it does, that doesn't have any relationship to the, that has no relationship to what we're discussing here, and our sugyas, the halacha of shloi lishma. Lishma is not learned from Pigel. There's a very interesting question that the Shushuke Chemer discusses. Here we're speaking about Pigel, and we know that when the Kohen Gadol goes in to do the avoda on Yom Kippur to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the pasuk says chal adam lo yeh ba'al moed. No one else is allowed to be in there. So even according to the opinions that we cited at the beginning of our Masechta, that when we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, we said that those opinions say that Pigel, that a machshava is only considered a disqualifying machshava if you are articulated. But normally, if the kohen verbalizes an improper machshava, so then it becomes shloi lishma pigel, but we could hear him saying that improper machshava. But here, there's no one else there. And he's telling us, as he comes out, that I had a machshava's pigel. We know what halacha is. Ein adam meisim atzmai rosha. That we don't trust a person. And here, we don't trust a person to say that he did an aveira. So why would be the halacha here? That would it be a problem or not? So it really depends, says the Chashukei Chemed. There are ways that even though the halacha is ein adam meisim atzmo rosha, we could believe him. One is if the person says I'm a mutter. If he said it's mut, he thought it's mutter, or he did it b'shoigig. By saying this, he's not meisim atzmo rosha, and therefore maybe he should be believed that he made it into pigle, and it won't be considered ein adam meis matzma rasha, even though nobody heard him. Another way of learning is he said it mesiach lefitumai. He said it not with the intent of making himself a rasha, but here it's speaking about where he said what he did when he was in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and while telling us what he did, he mentioned this happened, and there's a concept in halacha that Mesich Lefitumai, if somebody says something like that, maybe he's believed. Another way of explaining, he suggests, is if we have a person who we know is a Rasha, we know this person doesn't behave properly. If we know that this individual is the type of individual who doesn't behave properly, so now it's a whole different situation. Because this person, when he's not making himself into a Rasha by saying this, he is already a Rasha. And therefore, it could very well be that such an individual, when he says that he made it into pigle, the halacha will be that we could trust him, that we trust when he says this. Says the Gemara of Ozl Tamayu, this machlokes that we've learned now of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, says the Gemara of Ozl Tamayu, Ditmar, the Gemara says, Hashachas Behema, if somebody shechted a Behema, Amnas Lizuk Dam Lavaris Kechavim, with the intention of doing Zrikas Dam for Avodah Zarah, Lahak Techel Belavaris Kechavim, or that he's going to burn the Emirim for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yochanan Masura, Rabbi Yochanan says the carbon becomes possible. Mechashmel Avodah Avodah. Even though he didn't think that the Shechita should be done for Avodah Zarah, but since he thought that the Zrika should be done for Avodah Zarah, then the animal becomes Osba Hanah, because your Pinon, even though this has nothing to do with Kabbonis, but it says, Rabbi Yochanan, we learn Machshava Shechita L'Avodah Zarah Mechutz, which is nothing to do with a carbon, Mifnim, for what happens by Pigel. And just like by Pigel was saying that if you had a Machshava by the Shechita, to do the Zrika improperly, it makes the carbon into Pigel. Here too would be the same. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish, however, says that the carbon is that the animal may be eaten. Muteris. Shem Mechashmin Lavoida Lavoida. Loy Alpinen Chutz Bepnim. And even though the halacha is that by pigle, when you think by the Shechita regarding the Zrika, the carbon will become pigle, that has no bearing on what we're discussing in our shir, what we're talking about now, when you're doing Favoida Zara. There is no question, say the Rishonim, that the Shaykhit who did this is Chayiv Misa, because he had a mind of Avodah Zarah. And somebody who has a mind of Avodah Zarah is Chayiv Misa. The question that is open for discussion, and now Gemara points out Taisus, is about the kashrus, may we eat the animal? And the question is, if it's considered as if the animal was brought for Avodah Zarah, so the halacha is that the Avodah Zarah, the pasuk says, "V'yitzam d'leval pa'or v'yachlu zivchei mesim," that anything that brought for Avodah Zarah is considered like zivchei mesim, and just like a mace is osa b'hanah, this meat would be osa b'hanah. But if it's not, then the halacha is that it's not considered zivchei mesim. Furthermore, Rashi tells us that the Gemara over here is speaking about a case where even though during the Shechita he had a mind that he's going to do the Zrik L'Shem Avodah Zarah, he did not end up doing it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Because if at the end he did the Zrik L'Shem Avodah Zarah, then of course it's Avodah Zarah and it was Asur. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. And Tosfos says that if the Zrika was done for Avodah Zarah, that would only make the Dam Avodah Zarah. That means, according to Tosfos' opinion, if we follow the opinion of Reish Lakish, that the machshava of Shechita has no bearing on the zrika. Ein mechashvim mavoida lavoida. So then the shechita is fine according to that. And then even if you actually did the zrika l'shem avoida zara, so Rashi says if you did end up doing the, if you ended up doing the zrik l'shem avoida zara, then it becomes avoida zara. And Tosfos says yes, it becomes avoida zara, but the avoida zara is only on the dam, and the dam will be also because of avoida zara, not no bearing on the meat. Tosfos Emes disagrees, explains Rashi's pshat. He says that if you do the zrika for avoda zara, he says it becomes takruvus avoda zara, and the halacha is that takruvus avoda zara is also. But then many rishonim ask a question on Rish Lakish's opinion. Even if Rish Lakish's opinion is that ein mechashvim me avoda levoda, and if you did the shechita, it had in mind the zrika sadam, it doesn't disqualify the shechita. But somebody, as we said a moment ago, who has this type of machshava is certainly a mumer. He's concerned. He's considered a person who is an oivet avodah zara, and a mumer who did a shechita, the shechita becomes pasul. So, what kind of discussion do they ask? Can we have regarding the kashrus of this meat? Of course, we can't eat this meat. So, Taisus Masechet Sanhedrin says that indeed the discussion here is not regarding the ability to eat the meat. Unlike what we said before, Tosfos' opinion is that, of course you can't eat this meat, it was slaughtered by a mumer. Other explain that he did this b'shoigig. And if somebody did this b'shoigig, he doesn't become a mumer, and that's why his shechita is not possible. The Tosfos says that another very important teretz. Tosfos says, this is a Tosfos of Masechet Chulin. Tosfos says that you only become a mumer if you did it, if you do an aveira on a regular basis. If you only did the aveira once, that doesn't make you into a mumer. Another pshat that they give is that the shechita, the animal becomes kosher at the beginning of the shechita, as soon as you do roiv of the simonim. But a mumer, you don't become until the end of the, at the end of the shechita. A similar teretz is the teretz of the Rashba, that this person, as we have been learning in our Gemara now, did the shechita with the intention that the zrika should be avodah zara. So while he was doing the shechita, he was not yet an avodah zara, because when he was doing the shechita, he didn't have a mind of avodah zara. So the shechita, he's not yet an oivet avodah zara. He only becomes an oivet avodah zara at the end by the zrika, and that doesn't disqualify, or that has no bearing on the shechita. So the Gemara's question is that we see that this question of mechashvin miavodah lavodah is not a new question. It's a question that has been asked. We have on other places machlokes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So why do we have to have the machlokes both in our sugya and there as well? Answers the Gemara. Yashmin Baha, if we only had the machlokes by avodah zara, Baha Me'am Rish Lakish. There Rish Lakish says that we don't learn the halacha of mechashim avodah lavodah by regular animal from pigal. Avol bifnim, when we speak about Shloi l'shma, mimbefnem, to learn that from Pigel, they're both halachas that reply to Kabbanis, emamaydalei, Rabbi Yochanan, that we do say mechashim avoydel avoydel when we speak about Kabbanis. V'yashmin and b'ha, if we only had the machlokes by our Gemara, here we would say perhaps Rabbi Yochanan says that just like by Pigel, mechashvin ma'avoydel avoydel, so too will be by Shloi l'shma. Av b'hi, by avoydah zara, maybe there he agrees with Rish Lakish that we don't say mechashim avodah levodah. That's what Tzrichi Machlokes had to be taught in both cases. Says the Gemara Kasser of Dimi, Amr, Masav Rabbi Yirmiya L'siyul Rabbi Yochanan. He says that Rabbi Yirmiya brought a raya to what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rav Illa, l'siyul Reish Lakish. Rav Ila brought a raya to Reish Lakish's opinion. And the Gemara explains, Rav Yirmiya l'siyul Rav Yochanan, how did Rav Yirmiya attempt to bring a raya to Rav Yochanan's opinion? He says a kal v'chaima. If somebody says, I'm doing a shechita chutz l'zmanoi, and here it would not be pigel. Because pigel, as we read the pasuk at the beginning of our shir, relates to eating. Eating of the person, eating of the mizbeach. Shechita is not an act of eating. So somebody did shechita with a machshav of chutz l'zmanoi, it won't become pasul. But if shachta amenas lizuk dame chutz l'zmanoi, if you did the shechita with the intention to do zrika chutz l'zmanoi, it will be possible. Makom shama reini shaychet shloi l'shma. But by shechita, by shloi l'shma, the way I understand the Gemara is a much stronger disqualifier. Because if you shech the carbon shloi l'shma, as we've been learning throughout the masechta, that makes the carbon possible. So certainly, so shechita shloi l'shma is a bigger psul than shechita chutz l'zmanoi. Therefore, certainly, shachta amnas lizuk dame shloi l'shma ain't a din shei possible. It's certainly possible. Says the Gemara, Mask of Law, Rabbi Bahavloi. Rabbi Bahavloi asks on this Kavachoymer, Mal is Chutzuz Manoi, Shekin Koris. Yes, you've been able to say that Shechita in a way is a, Shloi Lishma in a way is a much bigger disqualifier because it can make the Shechita possible, Shloi Lishma can't. But Pigel is a bigger disqualifier because somebody eats a carbon that's Pigel, Rachman Otzlon, he's Chayef Koris. Whereas if you eat a carbon that is brought shloi l'shma, there's no chiyuv karis. And therefore says, Ela amar Rabba Avloi, what is the kal v'chaim ha-chakamr? Man makam, shama reini shaykh chutz l'makaymai. If somebody shechs a carbon, there's two types of machshavas. There's a machshavas chutz l'zmanai, which we've been speaking about, and there's a machshava chutz l'makaymai. Chutz makayim means that you're going to do an avoido, you're going to eat the carbon outside of where it's supposed to be. Here, the Torah says it's an aveira, and the carbon is possible, but there's no chi of karis. Vachkamer. Mash ama hareni shaykh chutz makayimai. If somebody does the shechita chutz makayimai, that doesn't disqualify the shechita. Shu hu kosher. Shachtam nas lizrik damai chutzum kaimai. But if you shrek the carbon to do zrikas dam, not in the proper place, the carbon will become possible. Makum shama reini shaykhet shloi l'shma. But if somebody shech shloi l'shma, that the halach is that that carbon is possible, certainly shachtam nas lizrik damai shloi l'shma, and it didn't shay possible. So the raya is from the chutzum kaimai psul, not from the chutzul zmanai psul, because the chutzul zmanai psul has a very special rule that comes with chorus. Maskler of Ashi. So if Ashi asks on this Kamachayma, Ma'al Chutz Mekaymai Sheinoi B'chol HaZvachim. The psul of Chutz Mekaymai is a psul that applies by all Kabbonis. Taimish Shloi L'shma, when we speak about the psul of Shloi L'shma, which is only a disqualification, Sheinoi G'el B'Pesach V'Chattis, as we've been learning, it only applies to by carbon Pesach V'Chattis, that we begin our Masechta by learning that that carbon is possible, not by any other carbon. Ela Mervashi, so Ravashi tries to get another way to support Rabbi Yochanan's Halacha. Hakam, Ma'ab Makam, Shema Reini Shech L'Shem Ploini Shu Kasher. If somebody shechs a carbon, and now we speak about Shinui Bailim. If somebody shechs a carbon, Lizruk Dami L'Shem Ploini, if he has a mind that he's going to do the Zruk's Dami for somebody else, possible. Makum Shamarani Shechet Shloi L'Shma. So certainly in a place where he shechs Shloi L'Shma, that if in a place, says the Gemara, where if I say I'm doing the shechita l'shem ploini, the halacha is that the shechita that's done with shinei bailim doesn't disqualify the shechita. Only when the shechita was done, that the zrika should be done, not for the proper owner. And what's the explanation? The explanation is quite simple. Because what does shinei bailim mean? That I'm bringing the carbon for the wrong person. What is the person's purpose with this carbon? The person's purpose with this carbon is that the carbon should be for him a kapara. And the kapara is achieved through the Zrik Saddam. So if somebody does the shechita with a shinui bailim, the carbon doesn't become possible. But if he had in mind l'shem pliny, lizuk daimi l'shem pliny, if he did the shechita with the intention to do the zrik stam with shinui bailim possible, makom shamam reini shaychus shloi l'shma. So certainly shloi l'shma, says the Gemara, is a much bigger disqualifier. Again, why is shloi l'shma a much bigger disqualifier? Because shloi l'shma is a psul in the shechita itself. Not that you thought about the shloi l'shma by regarding the zrika, even if you thought the shloi l'shma for the shechita itself, and it didn't. So we see shloi l'shma is a much stronger disqualifier, and because shloi l'shma is a much stronger disqualifier, it certainly should be possible if you did the shloi l'shma by the shechita for the zrika. And that's the proof to Rav Yochanan's opinion, that if he had a shloi l'shma machshava by the shechita, that you want to do the zrika improper shloi l'shma, the carbon will be possible. On the other hand, says the Gemara, Rabbi Ila supports the opinion of Reish Lakish, because the pasuk says, as we learned earlier on Daf Dalet, the Gemara said that we have a separate limud for every one of the steps that are done in the bringing of a carbon, that the halacha is that it's possible. And the question is, loy tamei bezrika, the Torah, the Gemara asks, shouldn't have said that shloi l'shma is a psul by zrika. The taste of a chal v'chamei b'nayu b'shchita v'kabbalah. We could have learned it through learning from shchita and kabbalah. And if it's a problem by shchita kabbalah, it's also a problem, certainly, by zrika. Why did the Torah find it necessary to teach this halacha of shloi l'shma by zrika as well? Says the Gemara, to teach us this new halacha that there's a rule of eim chashma avayda l'avayda. Says the Gemara, yes, you could argue, says the Gemara at this point, that it's not necessary to teach us that zrika shloi l'shma is possible. We could have learned it from shechita b'kabbalah. But we have this superfluous pasuk. But maybe the pasuk asked the Gemara is here to teach us the mechashvim avayda l'avayda. Says the Gemara, if that were the halacha, imt kein lishta krominai, there would be no need for the pasuk to tell us this halacha, and we could have learned the kal v'chomer that we just learned of Rav Ashi. The fact that the Torah felt to need to say something, it's not to tell us that it's osur. Osur, I know from the kal v'chomer, it must be to tell us that it's mutar. Vidoch, and Rabbi Yochanan, that says that the pasuk is not superfluous, obviously. What does he say, the pasuk? Why does he need the pasuk? He says, paruchacha. He says, what did you want to say? That we don't need a pasuk by Shrika to tell us that Shloi L'shma is possible, because we can learn it from Shechita Kabbalah. That isn't a good limud. Because ma'alahanach, when we think about Shechita Kabbalah, shekev tu'unas tzofen, Shchitas Kachi Kachim and Kabbalah Stam of the Kachi Kachim are done to the north of the Mizbeach. The Kachim Kalim are done everywhere in the Az, can be done anywhere in the Zara. Ma'ala Hanach, that under certain circumstances they need Tzafin. V'yeshnan Bechatas Panimis. As we discussed earlier, there are two types of Karmachatas. There's Karmachatas Chitzin, and the blood is brought, sprinkled as on the Bezbech Achitzin. And then we had the Karmachatis that we spoke about in Masech Taharis, Parhelm Dovish Tzibur, the Parkoin Mashiach, that their blood is spritzed on the Proichus, which is the curtain that separates the Kodesh and the Kodesh Gedoshim, and then they're put on the Bezbech HaPnimi. And there, and when we speak about them, their the Aloch is that's they're done that way. Zrika doesn't apply, doesn't have a rule of tzofen, and it doesn't have a rule that it has to be done on the Mizbech HaChitzin. And therefore, we can't learn Zrika from Shechita Kabbalah. Vidach, How does Rish Lakish learn Zerikah and Shechit Kabbalah? Hashtamei of Shlomo Kayamin. The Pasuk was speaking about it by Shlomim. And these special attributes of Pnimi and Tzofen don't apply by Shlomim. It Master the Gemara, to wrap up this discussion, says, Shachta L'shma, Lizuk Dama Shloi L'shma. Where we began our Shiva today, the question of Mechashvim Me'avoid L'avoid by Shloi L'shma. Rav Nachman held like Rav Yochanan, it's Pasul. Rava held like Rav Yochanan, it's Kshero. But says the Gemara, V'hodabe Rava L'Rava Rav Nachman. Ultimately, Rava agreed with Rav Nachman's opinion because of the Kal V'chomer, the Ravashi. He felt that that Kal V'chomer is a very strong Kal V'chomer. And therefore, since he agrees that that Kal V'chomer is a proper, that since that that Kal V'chomer is a proper Kal V'chomer, that's the way we paskin. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afa Oshem. So Rabbi Elazar and our Mishnah taught us that not just the Chatas that was brought Shloi L'shma's Pasul, but so too the Karbon Oshem that's brought Shloi L'shma's Pasul. Tanya says the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Chatas Ba Al Chait. The Karbon Chatas is brought because somebody did an Aveira. And Oshem Ba Al Chait. And Oshem is brought because somebody, Rachman Son, did an Aveira. Ma Chattis, and just like when we speak about the Karma Chattis, the Aloch is Shloi L'shma's Psula, Af Oshem, the same Aloch will be Shloi L'shma's Pasul. Amalei Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Shua argues to Rabbi Elazar Loi, Ima Mat B'chattis, Shekein Doma L'mala. The Aloch is that when we speak about the Mizbeach HaChitzin, the Torah Kedoshi, when it speaks about the Mishkan, says V'hoisa hareshes al chatzi mizbeach. The Torah says there was a line, a netting, separating the upper half of the mizbeach and the lower half of the mizbeach. The Beis Hamikdash, in the Beis Hamikdash, the mizbeach was 10 amos tall, and there was a chuta sikra, a red thread that separated the upper half and the lower half. When we do the Zrikas Adam of the Chatas Behema, the Torah Kedoshah says it should be put al kranos. It should be put on the top of the Mizbeach. Then also, when we bring an Oilus Oif, the Zrikas Adam is done on the upper half on the Mizbeach. As the Pasuk says, V'hikter Mizbeach of Nimtzu Dam al Kira Mizbeach. But Dam of the other Kabbonis are done where it doesn't say Mizbeach, it doesn't say Kronos, they're done on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. And therefore says, Imamat b'chatos, shekein dom l'malo. By karmachatos, there's a halacha that it's done on the upper half, whereas the karbon osham is done on the bottom half. So the achronim ask, why didn't Rebbe Elazar respond from the chatos oif? That the katas oif is the blood is put on the bottom half of the mizbeach, and the halach is that the katas oif is just like the katas behema, the shloi l'shma is pasul. So obviously, the fact that the dam of the katas behema is put on the upper half is not a compelling argument. Says the sefer Tzoyin Kedoshim that even though this type of katas, the katas oif, is done on the bottom half, it doesn't mean that it's not in the family of chatos. It's in the family of chatos, it's just done on the bottom half. And since it's done on the bottom half, since it's in the family chatos, and chatos is an animal that it's done, that the carbon is put, that the dam is put on the upper half. So the Chayza tries to explain these halachas that we just explained, which carbon is put on the upper half, which is carbon is put on the bottom half. So he says that who brings an animal for a carbon? A wealthy person. A person that is a wealthy person is usually a person who thinks about his covet, thinks about his honor. And if we have here such an individual who typically thinks about his honor, he still didn't hold himself back from bringing a karma chattis, and didn't hold himself back from bringing a karma chattis, which means a level of being embarrassed. So therefore, we do it on the back on the top of the chuta sikra. Somebody who brings an oila, and just brings an animal for carbon oila, that doesn't represent anything so special. And that's why the blood is put on the bottom half of the mizbeach. The carbon of a poor person, if a poor person brings a chatas ha'oif, that's the one who brings a chatas ha'oif, that isn't such a chiddush. He's poor, and he brings only an oif. And that's why he brings it on the bottom half of the mizbeach. But a oilas ha'oif, says the chayzer, who brings an oilas ha'oif? A poor person. Now, when we speak about a poor person bringing a poor, when we bring a poor, speaking about a poor person bringing an oilas ha'oif, even though it's just an oif, but for him, it's not so easy to bring that. And therefore, since for him it's not that easy to bring it, and the Torah recognizes the effort that he must have done to bring it, so that's why the Torah says it should be brought on the upper half of the Mizbeach. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, it says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yeshua, Pesach Yechiyach. I bring a rife in the Karm Pesach, Shadom Alamata, the Karm Pesach is brought on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and yet the Allah is, Shachta Shalai Lashma, the halach is that it's possible. So obviously, where the blood is put is immaterial. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, to which Rabbi Yeshua says, Ma'ala Pesach Shekein Zmana Kavua. The Pesach, you could only bring, as we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem very extensively, only in Erev Pesach. Amalei Rabbi Elazar Chatz Techich, but the Chatz doesn't have a specific date. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, Chazrani Chalila, that but then I go back. You can't learn from the Chatz, because the Chatz is brought on the upper half of the Mizbeach. Chazer Rabbi Elazar v'dano denacha. And now Rabbi Elazar tried another reason why a Hashem Shalai Lishma is possible. And he said, Chatas Nevabai, he, Beshchita, Chatas he, the Torah says the word, when the Chatas he, when the Nasi brings a Chatas, that we discussed in Sech Taharius, he Lishma Ksherim, we learn from that, that only if it's brought Lishma is it kosher. If it's brought Shalai Lishma, it's possible. Pesach Nevabai, Pesach hu bezvicha. The pasuk says the word hu by the shechit of the Karm Pesach to learn from it hu lishma kosher shlo lishma pasum af osham nemba osham hu, and therefore we learn osham the same way hu lishma kosher when the osham is brought lishma it's kosher, but if it's brought shlo lishma it's pasul. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Elazar, chatish nema hu b'shechita. Where does the Torah use the word he by chatas by the shechit of the Karm chatas? And that's why we can legitimately learn he l'shma k'shera, if the shechita was done l'shma, it's kosher. If it was done shalai l'shma, it's pasul. Similarly, Pesach, where does the Torah use the word he, who by Pesach? By the zvich, by the shechting of the Karm Pesach. Again, we learn hu l'shma kosher, shalai l'shma pasul. Asham, where does the Torah teach us the word ha, who by Asham? That it's said by the Aktaras Imurim. Says the Gemara, who atzma shlehukta murim kasher. The halach is that yes, you're supposed to, of course, do Aktaras Imurim by every carbon, including the carbon ashram. But if you brought the carbon without the Aktaras Imurim, the halach is the carbon is kasher. So that who can't be telling us that it must be done l'shma. Because if you didn't do it altogether, it's kosher. So certainly, if you didn't do it l'shma, it would be kosher. Amar Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar again is trying to prove that the osham should be treated like the chatas, and if it's brought shalai l'shma, it's pasul. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Harei Omer, the pasuk says k'chatas k'osham tara achas l'chem ma chatas. Here the Torah compares the chatas to osham. What do we learn from this? Ma chatas shloi l'shma pasul, af osham shloi l'shma pasul. Now the Gemara begins to analyze this lengthy brisa. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua chazrani chalila. The brisa says, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Elazar chazrani chalila, that you wanted to learn from Pesach. So Gemara says Pesach is unique, that it's brought only in a certain time. Then you said, so we'll learn from chatas, but chatas has the chumra that the blood is on the upper half of the mizbeach. But says the Gemara, yes, you can't learn from Pesach alone. You can't learn the halacha of Asham from Pesach alone, nor can you learn the halacha of Asham from Chatas alone. But ask the Gemara, v'lad adina, v'lais me'mat tzad. Why don't we learn a tzad shava between Pesach and Chatas? Says the Gemara, m'shem dikla mifrach, That tzad shava has a question. Mal tzad shava b'em shi'en shbem tzad koris. The karm chattas is brought to be mechapa on a avera, that if you did the avera, the mezid you'd be chayef koris. The Pesach is brought, that the Pesach, if somebody doesn't bring a karm Pesach, he's chayiv a carbon Pesach. If he doesn't bring carbon Pesach, he's chayiv a carbon. Yeah, he's chayiv chorus. So there's a chorus element to this. There's a chorus element to Pesach and Chatas, which there isn't by Osham. And that's why it's not a way to learn. So now we learned a new concept of that these have chorus. So Tosfos asks that chorus, that Oshem also could have a tzad chorus. Because when is an Oshem Tali brought, asked Tosfos? An Oshem Tali is brought if somebody has a suffix if he did an Aveira. And the suffix that we're talking about is a suffix if he did, is a suffix if he did an Aveira that carries with it chorus. So Tosfos answers that an Oshem Tali is not like a regular Oshem. A regular Oshem, as we've been learning throughout our shir, is here to affect Kapara. The Oshem Tali is not here to affect Kapara. The purpose of the Oshem Tali is to suspend the person's situation until he knows if he did an Aveira or not. So we can't learn the halacha of a regular Oshem from Oshem Tali. The Brice also said, Amalei Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Shur said to Rabbi Lezer Loi, Imamat b'chatas shekein domen lamala, v'lei malei. So ask the Gemara, why couldn't Rabbi Shua say, Imamata Bechatas, Shekein Dechnas Domel Afnei and Afnim, that on Yom Kippur, the Karmachatas blood is brought into the Kodesh HaGadoshim, which you don't find by Karman Asham. Bechatas Pnitzen is Kamrinan. So the Gemara, the reason Rabbi Shua didn't make that argument is because we're talking about Chatas Chitzonius, and Chatas Chitzonius are not brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Gemara, when Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Elazar, Shem Nichnas Damai, we're going to be talking about this halacha, that if somebody brought the blood of a Karm Chattis that's supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's Psula, but that then doesn't apply by Karban Asham. Says the Gemara, the reason Rabbi Yeshua did not make that argument, because actually Islay Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that also by Karban Asham, if the dam of the carbon ashram was brought lefnai lefnim, it would be posel. It was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, not lefnim. It was just brought into the Beis HaMikdash, it would be posel. Ask the Gemara, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua say, Shekem mechaperes l'chayv v'krisis? The car mechatas is very strong. It could be mechaper naver l'chayv v'krisis. And not a carbon ashram. Says the Gemara, mechatas tishmi is kol. If somebody, as we learned, says to somebody else, summons him to say testimony, and then the person swears falsely that he doesn't know testimony, and then he admits that he lied, he brings a carbon chatos. And the halacha is that for that there's no chiv karis, yet you do bring a carbon chatos. So we see that there is a carbon chat, there is a carbon chatos even in a case where there is no karis. Who asked the Gemara, but Rabbi Yeshua can make another argument, that the halachi is that when you put the blood of a Karmel Chatos in the Mizbeach, you have to put four application on each of the corners of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel d'Amar, Kol Adam Netunim Arba Matanis. Says the Gemara, because Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that all Kabbanis are put on four applications. Ask the Gemara, Shekein Tuna Al Arba Kronos. Yes, when Rabbi Shmuel said they put on all corners, all kabanas, that means you do two on two diagonal corners, and that's how all four corners are covered. Karmel Chatos is done specifically on each corner separately. And says the Gemara, actually there are more questions that Rabbi Shmuel could ask. With Tamech Ike Etzba, the blood of a Karmel Chatos is applied on the Mizbeach with the finger of the Kayin. The blood of a Karmel Nashim is just spritzed from the Kli. Hoyeka Karen, it has to be put on the corner, on the Karen, on the four corners of the Mizbeach, not just on the walls of the Mizbeach. Heka Chuda, the halach is that it should be put on the corner on the Mizbeach, and then take your finger and push it down. So we have all these other very unique chumras by Korban Chatas that don't apply by Korban Asham. Why didn't Rabbi Shua bring a riot from them? Says the Mara al-Chadim trade class Tami. Rabbi Shua chose one, but indeed there are many other examples where Korban Chatas may actually be more different than a Korban Asham, more serious, and why you can't learn one from the other. Amamar, we learned before Amalei Rabbi Shua lo yamarta by Chatas. Why can't you learn Oshem from Chatas? Rabbi Shua said to Belezer, because the Chatas blood is put on the upper half of the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, Lemele, Rabbi Lezer, Oshem nami dama lamala. Maybe like Rabbi Lezer holds, that we compare the Oshem to the Oila, to the Chatas. And what does Rabbi Lezer mean to say when he says we compare the Oshem to the Chatas? That means that just like by the Chatas, Shaloi Lishma is possible, so too by the Oshem, Shloim l'shma is possible. So suggests the Gemara that maybe Rabbi Lez is going to hold that so too is the halacha by a carbon. So too is the halacha by a carbon asham, and that the carbon asham also is put on the upper half of the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Oma baya asham dama lamala matzot le'amrit. There's no possible way you could say that the blood of the carbon asham is put on the upper half. Why? Because we have the following kavachayim in ma'ayla. Or ma'ayla shikolo. If the carbon oil, which is a carbon, which is completely burnt. That loch is, as we spoke about earlier. Domalamata, we put the dam of that carbon on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Oshem, she'ena kolo. Carbon oshem, which is not completely burnt. Like koshkein. Says the Gemara, ma'ayla shikenenem chaperis. You can't bring a rye from carbon oil. A carbon oil is not bought for kapara. So says the Gemara, Chatas Oiftachiach, that it brought for Kapara, and it's brought, as we said before, on the lower half of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Mal Chatas Oif, she can't aim in Zavach. You can't bring a raya from a Chatas Oif because it's a bird that's not slaughtered. You do Malik on it, to which Oiftachiach, and therefore says the Gemara, Loiri Zavach, Loiri Zavach, Hatsara Shabem Shein Kotcha Kotchim, both the oil and the Chatas Oif are Kotcha Kotchim, and Doma Lamatan, the dam is on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Afani avi oshim shukach kachim v'doma lamata. That's why we have to say that the carbon oshim has the dam on the bottom half. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravim mevazak l'ravashi, lifrach, that this tzara shava could be refuted. Because ma'al tzara shava shebehen, shekein ein lam ketzva. All these kabanas don't have a fixed price what they have to cost. Time of ba'ashom, the halacha is by a carbon oshim. A carbon asham has to be brought, it has to be at least shnei slon. So therefore you can't learn the halacha of carbon asham from chatas ha'oif and from oila. Elahanatam de Reb Lezer. Why indeed does Reb Lezer agree that the chatas ha'oif is brought on the bottom half of the mizbeach? Not like that the asham is brought on the bottom half of the mizbeach, not like the chatas. Elahana tam de Reb Lezer, the pasuk says hakoyin hamachata oisa. The pasuk says by the chatas behema hakoyin hamachata oisa, and we learn from here oisa by kamachatas dam lamala is the dam put on the upper half. Vein damas shel ach lamala, but the dam of any other carbonus, meaning carbon asham, is not lamala. Yehachi chatas nami neima. So ask the Gemara. Why don't we say the same? The pasuk says regarding the din of shloim l'shma, and the pasuk says by the karmel chatas v'shachar oisa l'chatas, and from there we should learn l'shma k'shera l'shloim l'shma psula, that by karmel chatas it has to be l'shma, and if it's shloim l'shma psasul, and from here we learn hashas v'achem bein l'shma bein shloim l'shma k'sherim. Very contrary to what Rabbi Lezer has been teaching us, because Rabbi Lezer says that shloim l'shma is possible by Oshim. Says the Gemara, Hahu Oisa, Rabbi Lezer tells us that Oisa cannot be taken literally. Doshai Pesach, we know a carbon Pesach is brought, if it's brought Shloi L'shma, is possible. So Oisa cannot mean only the carbon Pesach. Hachanami, so then ask the Gemara, maybe the Oisa that the Torah says by the Zrikas Dam of the Chatas, Shavis meant the Loi, the Lav Dafka, that it doesn't mean only Chatas, carbon Chatas. Because as we said, Oila Sa'if is also brought on the upper half of the Mizbeach. Says, no, that's not a question. because zvicha loy shay midi. There is no carbon that's slaughtered, that's brought on the upper half of the mizbeach. Because as we said, the oilus ha'oif is not slaughtered, we did malika. Vibay seima, ha'mani, another teretz, who's this price of following Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimni, ta'mahay makam mechud, the chattis, the hema has one place, v'hay makam mechud, and the oilus ha'oif is not on the same place as the chattis ha'oif. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, most kabbonis the dam is put on the bottom half of the mizbeach, nitten mechutas sikra lamata. It's put on the bottom half below the chutas sakra. Hel yoinim, the kabbonis that the blood is put on the upper half, it's put mechutas sikra lamala on the top of the chutas sikra. Omalai Rabbi Lezer of Shimon. So Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon says, v'medvar mamurim, what does that mean by oilus ha'oif? They're put anywhere on the upper half. So to say that we're going to learn from a combination of chatas behema and oilus ha'oif is actually from chatas ha'oif that it's brought there. It's not true. That's the oilus ha'oif. I mean, it's not brought in the same place as the chatas behema. So you can't combine them because each one is chatas behema. Indeed, is unique. It's the only carbon that's brought where it's brought, and the Torah says that only that carbon should be brought there. Nothing else, even the osham, which Rabbi Lezer so much keeps on teaching us, should be treated like a karma chatas.